Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. We were going to miss Colton today. He's not here. He's got to work.
Good for him.
Yes, yes.
Well, but, you know, it's a tough time right now. You know, at least he's working.
Absolutely. Right. Well, you know, and this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff today. And if you have any questions about anything you hear, reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. You know, Wyatt, this is typically our section of kind of fun and everything. And we talk about sports and what's going on in the world. But, you know, it's unprecedented times. And so we're going to have an unprecedented show is that we're going to spend a little bit more on this first segment about current events, you know. And we all know what we're talking about.
Coronavirus.
The coronavirus, the COVID-19.
COVID-19. Yeah.
You know, I feel sorry for Corona beer.
I do. You know, they say stock is going down.
I feel sorry for Corona beer because, you know, I don't drink, but I still feel sorry for the Corona beer people.
Yeah.
You know, but I have never been an instant responder to anything. And so, you know, there's lots of things that go on in the world and you hear all of this, you know, flash media and stuff like that to get your attention.
Sure.
And I've just become so numb to it that I don't really, you know, respond until it becomes something that I realize that I believe to be true and factual and things like that. And so, unfortunately, right now, there's a lot of media that's covering this because it's important. It's been declared a pandemic.
Right.
And, but there's such a quick rush to report
to get toilet paper.
Right. You know, that they're not reporting actual things.
I think that's this is bringing it up to the forefront that a lot of people are done with misinformation.
Absolutely.
And I think right now
I'm one of them.
No, I am too. I mean, you can have an orange carrot and CNN is going to say that it's purple and Fox is going to say that it's blue, but we all know that it's orange.
Right. Well, do we?
Well,
by the end of watching one of them, it may be purple or blue.
Right.
And that becomes the issue that we have is because right now, you know, news, when I grew up, news was to report.
Right.
To tell you what's going on in the world and to let you know. Well, somewhere along the lines, news became a marketing.
It's ratings.
Yes.
It's ratings. If you weren't reporting this way, then another news station was getting more ratings.
Correct. And, you know, and it's the same thing. I mean, we all feel very bad about someone that's in a car accident, but we slow down as we drive by to look at it.
Most certainly.
You know, and that's kind of what is going on with the news. And so they're in such a hurry to do this. They're not reporting things like, I'm not kidding you. I was watching news, which I don't ever watch news, right? But I was watching news last night. And at the beginning of the story, they aired a comment from somebody in Connecticut. At the end of the news segment, they had to redact it because it was a lie.
Really?
Yeah. Read what, that thing. Within an, he's like, I'm so sorry. This did not happen. We have verified that what he's saying is not true.
But they threw it in there anyway.
Well, they didn't know. It was a news piece that was being
reported.
They're
interviewing somebody else.
Yeah. And so they took a clip from a news piece, and then they found out everything that was said. It was basically they were saying that 200 nurses were at home sick because they couldn't get tested.
Was this a professional?
Or yes.
Was this just a,
yes. This was a professional news site.
But was the person they were interviewing a professional? Or
yes,
was it just a citizen?
It was a politician in the and I'm going to avoid, you know, this or that,
right.
But it was a politician in, I believe it was Connecticut.
Okay.
And so they found out it was, you know, and so basically, and this is what I honestly, because if you look at the numbers, I think the swine flu at this point of it was way more dangerous for
us. Sure.
And so I don't think, but the coverage wasn't like that and it never really happened. And I know a couple people that their whole family got it. And they were bedridden and everything else. And so with the swine flu.
Right.
And so, you know, it just doesn't feel like the coverage is being thoughtful. It feels like it's fear mongering to get you to listen. And so I think what you need to, everybody out there needs to understand is that you need to decide this for yourself.
It's sensationalistic.
Yes.
It definitely is.
Yes. I mean, we were just now talking about everybody's like, oh my God, it lives on plastic for like 6 days or, you know, 9 years and all that stuff. And I'm like, well, let's go to the CDC website.
Right.
We go to the CDC website and there's nothing there validating that. So at that point, if it's not on the CDC website, I don't give it any faith. Being overcautious, there's nothing wrong with that. But don't drive yourself into a hole.
So you're saying go to CDC because they're going to report true and they have to.
Absolutely. And right. They're going to tell you what's going on.
Actual scientific
results. You know, they're talking about some things going on in China now that it's kind of it's almost going down.
It's almost done
in China, but they're starting to get good data from China.
I read that and that they're getting more recovery than the new cases.
Yes.
So they're closing down temporary hospitals.
Yes.
And they're 30 days ahead of us. Something
November.
Like that.
So our first case was in January, like January 20th, I think.
So 60 days.
Yes. And so they're about 60 days. But they also were, you know, they were in denial, I guess. And you have to think, too, as much
as they weren't telling people to wash their hands, not touch their face, which we should be doing.
Right.
Right.
You know,
should be doing that with the flu.
Yes. You know, and that's the thing is that I want everybody to understand that, you know, the more bigger concern is definitely the people that are in the dangerous class, you know, right now that age is somewhere over 60.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
You know, underlying health conditions, people over 60 and pregnant women. So, you know, those are the ones that really need to be taken care of themselves.
Sure.
And you have the responsibility to help take care of them.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the big scare right now is that no one knows what this thing is. It's new.
Yeah.
It's new. Flu is deadlier, but this one's new. And so I guess the big question mark is there is no data. So what are we supposed to do?
Right. You know, and the flu's already killed over 50,000 people this year.
Right. But we're familiar with the flu. It's not a new name. It doesn't have some, you know, crazy foreign attachment to it.
Yeah.
I get the concern, but, you know, slow down a little bit.
Yeah. You know, and it sounds to me from what I'm hearing is that good personal hygiene is the most important thing. You know, it is difficult not to shake hands with people.
Touching your face is a tough one.
Yeah, touching your face. I notice now.
Well, they say that we've been touching our face since we were born. That's just a natural thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, they say to lock your fingers and wash your hands. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's difficult. I'm actually carrying a sanitizer. I've never done that before.
I've never done that.
And so I have it. When I get into my car, I put a little sanitizer on my hands, and you know, and I'm good to go. But like I said, the most important thing is that you just want to take care of yourself. Because you want to take care of those around you.
Right.
You know, the data I've heard now is that children 9 and under, it's not even really affecting them.
Right. But they're carriers.
Right. They'll get it and they'll give it to grandma.
Yeah. We don't want grandma to have it.
Right. And that's what you got to be taking care of.
Sure.
You know,
but don't freak out. Get on the CDC. Check your facts there.
Yep.
Get off the major news channels and just get on CDC online and check out the facts.
And I can promise you, toilet paper is not the cure for it.
Most certainly. It cracks me up. People are not buying food, but getting toilet paper. What do you need toilet paper for?
Without laughing.
It's crazy.
Yes.
It's absolutely crazy.
You know, but you want to go ahead when you get a chance, stock up on the basics things, you know, toilet paper.
You just said it. Now there's another rush for toilet paper. Great.
I'm just kidding. You know, but be smart. Everything is going to be fine. We have a great health system. We're way ahead of it. You know, the country's on it. We're going to shut down basically as best we can for about 2 weeks. And in about 3 or 4 weeks from now, we're going to see a complete stall.
But not mortgages. Not mortgages.
No.
We'll talk about that.
The mortgage, this is a great time. And so, you know, that is definitely something that we'll talk about in the next segment as to why it is really important to you to be able to refinance your home right now.
Right. Capitalize.
Yes, there are multiple reasons why this is a great time. You know, but you've been listening to the Home Team with Troy and Wyatt today. We do miss Colton. If you have any questions about anything you heard, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and you can definitely stop by the Facebook at the Home Team 512 and give us a comment or like, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring money and sports together for your information and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. So, Wyatt, you know, this is the
This is the topic we're supposed to talk about, real estate, you know, and I think everyone's kind of concerned. You know, we came here, it was easy to park at the radio station. No one's here, right? You know, some people, they're closing restaurants, they're closing bars. You know, St. Patrick's Day, you know, was, you know, usually a big day for everyone. They actually, fire marshals were out closing down bars, saying you can't open up till May 1st. So, crazy times. But that being said, real estate is still good.
Real estate is doing real well.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of it's doing really well. I mean, we're closing. We're going to have a record month this month as far as that. You know, the lag of what's happening now isn't going to affect the economy until May-ish. You know, people, you know, everything's already the wheels were already turning for this month.
Sure.
And really, they've already turned for next month. But after that, there's going to, you know, and those are the things that we need to start, you know, thinking about as far as in the future. You know, and everybody wants to know, and people come to me and are asking me a lot of questions about this right now, and it's really hard to give them any sort of solid answer because it really depends.
And what question is that?
You know, what's going to happen to mortgage rates? What's going to happen to the economy? What's going to happen to the real estate market?
You don't know all that stuff?
You know, typically I have a good guess.
I know.
I mean, I really do.
I know you do. Actually, I'm just kidding. But yeah, at this point, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, because, we, you know, the biggest thing is how long is this this shutdown No, let's call it what it is. It's a countrywide shutdown.
First ever.
You know, how long is it going to last? If it lasts, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, I think we're going to be fine.
Oh, we'll be fine.
You know, but, and I think each week after that, so sometime around that first part of April, you know, maybe to mid-April, but each week after that, I think the detriment is going to be exponential.
Right.
So like 1 week is going to be a month's worth of pain. 2 weeks is going to be like 4 months worth of pain. 3 weeks is going to be like a year worth of pain sort of thing. I think that because it becomes, it's like a cliff.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, we kind of get it and then
point of no return.
So that's important. And so what I feel the administration has done is very, very good. Let's literally get everybody to kind of quarantine for 2 weeks. Let's stop the curve. Gives us enough time because they're already testing for a vaccine in Washington. Right now. But they're doing live tests right now.
And supposedly it's going really well.
Yeah. So, you know, they may have a vaccine by the end of the month. And, you know, boom, then it takes a couple months to get it, and everybody's fine.
But not just Washington's working on it. Germany's working on it.
Right.
France is working on it. So yeah. There's a lot of intelligent people out there who are working on this.
And it is a virus, and we have the string. So it is something that we can be inoculated
We have
against.
Antibodies as well from people who have been healthy from it.
Yeah. So
that helps out.
So that's important. So, you know, kind of the thing is, in my opinion, since there's a lot of uncertainty, you should take advantage of the uncertainty. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you refinance your home and you close on it in the first week of the month, you don't have to make that month's house payment or the next month's house payment.
Because you've refinanced.
Okay. So let's just say like you closed in April.
Right.
Right? And you closed on the 5th or 6th, somewhere in there. You know, first week of April. Your home was paid off 4 days after you closed, around the 10th. You didn't make an April payment because they paid your home off.
Right.
Right? And it's not late until May 1st, right? There's a penalty after the 15th, but it's not late for 30 days. So they pay your home off in April, right?
Okay.
Well, your first home payment, if you close in April, is June. So you don't have a May payment.
Right.
So if you have had to sit at home for 2 weeks and you live paycheck to paycheck, all of a sudden you've talked to Troy and he just saved you two house payments?
That's pretty good. Plus, and I don't know if you can I bring this up now. I don't want to take you off task, but they just released 0% on interest rates.
Absolutely.
And that's in the prime.
Right.
Do you want to talk about that now or you want to push that till?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, one of the things is, you know, that's one of the things. Everybody's like, oh, what are the rates? Fed's giving the money away.
They said 0% prime. 0%, I mean, 0%. Everybody was going crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know,
what does that relate to either getting your house refinanced or buying a new home?
Okay. So it really technically has nothing to do with home mortgages. So the Fed rate is money that they charge the banks to borrow from them. So, you know, Bank of America wants to borrow money for credit cards. They borrow from the Fed because they have to keep a minimum reserve of cash on hand, right? So they'll borrow the excess from the Fed. The Fed has been charging 1%. Now the Fed says it costs you nothing. So the bank can borrow for 1% less this week than last week.
And
they loan it out. So let's just say they've been loaning it out at 999. They can now loan it out at 899 because the cost of the funds has gone away.
And through competition, right? If someone else is going to release that, just like a gas station, they're going to be competitive on pricing.
Yeah. And, you know, and by lowering, and it's short term, you know, the Fed rate is for short credit cards, car loans, furniture loans, things like that.
That big TV.
Yeah,
so when you're at home that have nothing to do, you can watch your big TV now?
Yeah, you know, and that's what that affects. Now, make no mistake, there is a drag down effect. So as the short-term loans come down, it drags down the mortgage loans, the longer-term loans, which is basically mortgage loans. But really what determines a mortgage rate is the economy and inflation. So if the economy slows down, there's less people buying homes. So there's more competition to lower, you know, to get, there's less loans being done. The banks are still there. So they're kind of fighting over it, but also inflation. So if the inflation is under control, then mortgage rates are under control. But if inflation gets out of control, mortgage rates can get out of control.
So, and when you say out of control, they'll go higher.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You know, so if inflation goes up right now, you know, inflation's 1.8 to 2.2, which is a good, solid, healthy number. So a mortgage rate, you got to think, if you're loaning someone money for 30 years are you going to loan it to them for less than the cost of inflation?
Right.
Right. You know, you've got to make more than inflation, or you're literally losing money on a loan in 3 or 4 years.
And we've talked about this in past shows. Mm-hmm. The mortgage rate is kind of like the stock market.
Right.
So it's not, it's deemed by trading and, like you said, the economy mm-hmm. and world yes. events like coronavirus.
Yes. Yes. And so, you know, we've talked about geopolitical was the word we use. Geopolitical events. So one of the geopolitical events is that don't do it.
I know, a little cough. I don't have coronavirus.
Is that one of the political events, of course, is definitely the coronavirus. It has stalled the, you know, foreign economies. It's now stalling the American economy. So it's going to slow the country down. There's nothing that can be done about that at this point. So, you know, let's get out in front of it like the administration is doing. Let's shut the country down for a couple of weeks, get it under control, and then get everything going back again. And it thinks everything's going to be fine. And, you know, but there's always,
but we're still closing refinances right now. Yes. You know, go out there and get a title company that will come out to you.
Yes.
You don't have
yes.
to go into office. Concierge Title, give me a call, 512-983-7769. You won't even have to leave your house. We'll send a notary out to your house to sign that paperwork for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about getting out.
And if you don't want to let them inside, they'll look through the window.
Right? You can, right? Just plop that
just
ID on the window.
Just and show them where you sign right in front of the window. You know, and so, you know, that's a nice thing. You know, we're this close to having a full electronic signature. Right now, they can sign most of the stuff electronically. We just have the harder stuff, you know, the deeds and things like that, which will be physically signed.
And you were saying that earlier, we're talking off air, that a lot of times it's the bigger banks that won't loan that money. They don't like the process.
Right.
This is probably going to force their hand. You think it will?
Yes. So we finally now have a reason to push the remote online notary down their throat because, you know, the country wants it.
And just to let people out there know, there was a process that had to be passed through local house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here, the state of Texas.
The state of Texas had to approve that, this process. And the process is that you could actually stay in your house, get on your computer, mm-hmm. and by like Skype type software, you could do a closing at your home, not being around anybody.
Yeah.
Y'all have that. Current, but
the proof of identity is the thing that some of our investors are getting stuck on.
Sure.
And so, but in my opinion, that's just them pushing back, because if you've ever kind of done some stuff through your local bank,
right,
you've answered questions about your credit report to them to allow you to get in and log in.
Right.
Same thing.
Same exact.
So, you know, so this sort of remote online notary will not work for foreign nationals or very young people with very little credit.
Okay.
Because there's just not enough history in the credit report for them to tabulate this information.
So it's done minimally right now. Mm-hmm. It's and here in the near future, it more than likely will be something that'll be used on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're able to use this. And so you can, like I said, but most everything can be done through what we call a blended e-closing, so you can close on all the non-notarized docs
right.
electronically.
Okay.
Right. And then the notary comes out. It's a third of what you normally see. It's pretty quick. It's pretty painless. You know, like I said, you just spray them up with a little Lysol, sign your papers, and then hand them back.
And I know our closers, if need be, they will show up with gloves, mask, things like that, just so you know.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing is that, you know, everyone, you need to take advantage of this because the rates are down. They're coming down
so
over the next few weeks.
Where are they at right now?
You know, they got up to middle to upper fours after they were really low. They're coming back down.
So they're
going to be in the threes. And so you need to be ready. So you go ahead and, you know, call us. We'll get your information in there. We'll get you ready. You tell us what it is it takes for you to want to refinance the home. And when the market gets to that point, we lock the rate in, we order the appraisal, and we close them the loan.
Lock the rate. So we'll talk about that a little bit next segment.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and so that's the thing that like I said, everything's going on. If you just miss two payments of your home loan, as opposed to making those payments, even if the payment doesn't save you a whole bunch, you've missed two payments. And that's
a lot.
You know, average house payment in this area is like $2,200. That's $4,400 you don't have to spend while this whole kick restart happens.
That's a lot of toilet paper.
I don't know if it's enough. Yes, please stop buying toilet paper,
please.
Y'all. You know, and so it's a really good time, really good idea to take advantage of it. Plus, like I said, the rates are low. We're going to lower your payments. You can extend your term. You can shorten your term. There's lots of options, and I honestly—
Just get started.
Yes, I think you're going to look up in a year from now and go, God, I wish I'd have done that.
So how long does it take from start to finish? It just, I mean, if they have all the things they need, like income, stated income, things like that. Mm-hmm. Not very long. I mean,
no, if you know, it just depends on their job and if conventional and stuff like that. But these things can take like 2 weeks now with the what we call the amped mortgage, the right. accelerated mortgage process by electronic documentation. You know, you can be done in 2 weeks. You don't need an appraisal.
Do it now. Rates are going to come down. You'll be ready in 2 weeks.
That's right. You know, and it's a great time. And, you know, things are going really well. And you should definitely, this is one of those moments where I think you should try to take advantage of what the opportunity is in front of you.
This is one of those opportunities you got
to
take.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you've been listening to the Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. We have talked a little bit about why it's really important to refinance right now. You can save yourself some time. You can save yourself some money. It's a great idea. If you have any questions, reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can also give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And definitely, we want you to stop by our Facebook, give us some comments, and we will see you in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
TikTok 1370 with you.
They keep me connected.
We're live anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring money and sports together for your information and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME or reach out to us
on the Facebook.
That's right, the Facebook at the Home Team 512. As always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. You know, and we kind of ended the last segment a little bit, and I think we need to go a little bit deeper on that, Wyatt. You know, we started talking about rates and locks and things like that, and I think there's a big story about what just happened, and I think I need to really go a little deeper in that.
Well, it's important right now. I mean, if people do need to capitalize on this, yeah. And they might need a little bit more information.
Yeah, you know, and so basically last, you know, just recently in the middle of the very beginning of March, the interest rates dropped to the lowest that they've ever dropped to that I'm aware of. And so I've been in the business for over 15 years and just mortgages.
Right.
And so, you know, that's the lowest. And again, we've been told this forever, but again, I don't really have the data all the way back to, you know, 1919. But so the mortgage rates dropped to the lowest.
Didn't they trade chickens back then?
I think so.
That's why.
You know, ever. So the rates were ever. And I had been prepared for that moment because you kind of saw it coming. So I had a lot of people in the pipeline and I locked a lot of loans on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right. A lot of loans, like 40 loans myself.
Just yourself.
Just me personally. So, you know, and you got to think there's thousands of loan officers just in Austin. Right. And so there's a lot of loan officers locked loans on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
What does a lock mean?
So that means that they have reserved funds for a loan. So that's like, this is your interest rate. It is locked in. I've reserved these funds for 30 days for you, whoever, okay. For you, Mr. and Mrs. Borrower. Right.
So now that I'm working on the 2 weeks of getting all my information in right. And things like that. I don't have to worry about those rates going back up.
Right.
I can lock them.
Yes, we can lock them for, you know, 30, 45, 60, 90 days, things like okay. That. You take advantage of the market. So we lock it in so that that way you know your cost of funds. The underwriter knows the payment, you know, so we can finish the loan out exactly what it is, right? Well, so basically what happened was last, you know, that first week of March, the mortgage industry locked $4 trillion in loans.
That's a T.
$1 trillion okay. in loans. There's, and so just to give you an understanding of that, because it's just numbers, right? But to give you an understanding, the typical year of refinances is $2 trillion.
For the whole year.
For the whole year.
1 week, $4 trillion.
Right.
Wow.
So what has just happened is that the industry has run out of money. There's just not $4 trillion sitting around.
Now y'all listening, it gets better.
So the industry is kind of freaked out a little bit, like, hey, we've got all these loans locked, we've got to find this money. So they're compiling this money and things like that, selling, hedging, it's called hedging, and so they're getting the money together, but they just don't want to any more money. So what they've done right after the Wednesday was that they raised the mortgage rates extremely high, almost 5% by Friday, right? The mortgage rates shot up, and then people stopped locking loans. And that's what they wanted, because they just didn't have money for this. But the market will settle out here in a couple of weeks. Once we get these $4 trillion, either some of the loans are going to fall off because they're just not going to qualify, or the refinance are just not going to do it, stuff like that. Those loans, the other loans will be kind of pushed and sold and put out onto servicing markets and things like that. And that money will come back into the mortgage industry. And so the mortgage rates will then, because of everything that the Fed has done, the mortgage rates will start to fall back down. And so we will be back into that threes very soon, but I figure it's going to be a couple weeks.
Okay.
And so that's why I think that you need to get started, because you don't want to miss it.
Because, like you said, sometimes it takes 2 weeks and sometimes even longer to get all your information together, debt to income ratios and check stubs and IRS stuff, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Get started.
Yeah. And, but the real reason is, if you're not in the system when that next early March happens, there's no way to save you the money.
And you literally just have to hit a button.
Yes, because I just, boom.
If you're ready to go and they come and prepare themselves for this, let's just say they want to do it in 2 months, they can still prepare themselves somewhat with you right now.
Yeah, they get it all going.
And get it going.
The moment the rate falls to whatever it's supposed to, and I'll know, and I will have a good idea where the bottom of the market is. Once we get there, it's like, because I'm telling you, Tuesday morning, I started locking loans. And by Tuesday afternoon, the rates had shot up. By Wednesday afternoon, it was out of control.
So it's important right now. Mm-hmm. If they wait for the rates to go back down, which they're going to.
To start,
then they're going to miss the curve again.
Yes, because people called me on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and wanted to get started. And I'm like,
too late.
That's very painful to tell that to people. Like, you should have called me 2 days ago.
They're excited. I would have saved you thousands yesterday.
And what it is I told them, I said, hey, look, the rates have moved up, but they're going to come back down. Let's get you started, so when they come down, I can lock the loan.
Lock the loan.
And so this is the fifth time I've gone through something like this in 15 years.
The fifth time?
Mm-hmm.
But not this low.
No, not this low.
This is a time where you need to actually take advantage of this horrible situation.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. We always talk about it as far as, the money section. It's kind of what this is, the money section. We always talk about, you need to be paying attention to what's going on, and you need to be in a position so that you can take advantage of the opportunities that are given to you.
Right.
And, this is an opportunity given to you to save money. And things like that. It's also an opportunity where you need to start looking at the stock market. People are
investing.
People are freaking out over the stock market, and
that's when the rich people get richer. Yeah. You had that saying.
Yeah.
But if you do have a couple cents left aside, go buy some stock. Yeah. What would you? Disney World, not a bad one, right? Airlines, not a bad one. Oil, not a bad one.
Yeah.
Those are all going to come back.
Yeah. And just, if you have any questions like that, if you want to reach out to me, at 855-299-HOME. Or loansfromtroy.com, reach out to me. I can give you some people that I talk to and stuff like that. I'm not going to give you any sort of specifics. I have my own. I know what I'm very interested in.
I'm not an investment specialist, but it didn't take a big smart person to know that oil is going to be used.
Right.
And it will go back up.
Yeah, exactly. I can give you some advice and stuff like that. But like I said, that's you. Everybody has different financial restrictions in their heart. It comes to buying and selling stocks and stuff like that. And so I can kind of give you direction in that area. So definitely, like I said, this is a great time. If you have lived the way you should live, as in below your means with a savings, not overextended in credit and stuff like that, this is a time you need to be paying attention, because you have an opportunity to better yourself and your family in the future.
if you were wanting to invest, this is a good time to do it.
Yes, it's a good time to look. I'm not sure if it's the right moment. It may be next week. It may be this week. I don't know. You know, that's right. Something that, you know.
That you'll leave to the professional.
Right.
Call a professional.
That's right.
But it's time to call a professional.
That's absolutely. Right. Absolutely. You know, and.
Be it in mortgage, mm-hmm. you, or even in the stock market.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked about this. I always say I follow the money. And what that means is I follow success. So, you know, if there's a successful money person, that's who I follow. When I ask their opinions and things like that, I use them. I, you know, mortgages, real estate, all that sort of stuff. I follow the person that's done real, my coach.
Right.
You know, you know, I have my own coach. And so I follow him because he's very successful, you know, and I believe everyone needs to do that.
So Warren Buffett, you think he knows what he's doing?
Right. He won't take my calls.
He won't?
No.
I'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, good, because and that's the thing too. I was reading an article about some people are very upset at the airlines because they've had a great 10-year run, right? As far as profitabilities and all that sort of stuff. And
we're
now,
back to stock right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just in
not
general.
The fact that they're not handing out peanuts, the fact that their stock's going down.
But it's just this is more of a in my opinion something if you should not live the way the airlines did, right? So they had a great run.
Right.
And, you know, some of them have like a reserves of about $7 billion. It sounds like a lot, right? $7 billion. But their expenses are so
high.
Their
overhead is amazing.
It's like 3.5-4 months. They'll be out of money, completely out of money.
Wow.
And so, you know, the thing was that the reason why the airlines had such small reserves is because it doesn't look good on their P&L. Right? Doesn't look good on their balance sheet to have cash in that sort of industry.
Because they're not paying out.
Because they're not using their, you know, well, if you're an employee and you look at the balance sheet and you see, you know, $21 billion sitting on it, what are you going to think? I want a pay raise.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, I want a pay raise. So, you know, they were using the excess funds to buy back stock and things like that to kind of strengthen the company. And now they've
it's hurting them.
It's hurting them because they only got like 4 months of reserves. So,
does that change after post coronavirus on stocking up? I mean, it's going to change a lot of business things, I think.
Yes.
This changes a lot of things for a lot of people in the future. Moving on.
You know, again, it's one of those things that every 7 to 9 years this happens. It's just historically, but it hasn't happened now for 10 years. So the country was so due for this.
Got so comfortable.
You know, but things were going so well. We had an unprecedented administration that was very, you know, economy friendly and moved a lot of things. So we were stretching this 7 to 9 years out. It literally took a pandemic to bring us into a recession.
Knock us on our back.
Now, we're not there yet. Recession. We're not there.
But
that is not out.
The scare of it.
The scare of a recession. Right. Yes. You know, so, but again, it always happens. You need to, as a person, you need to understand 3 to 6 months. 3 months is a minimum. Just a minimum. If you don't have 3 months reserve and you have a credit card, you are doing it wrong. Plain and simple. I mean, now that I've kind of have this behind me, I can kind of be a little more forceful. I can sound like Dave Ramsey, you know, like, well, you're an idiot for buying a truck. You know, you know, I can sound like that because I have this behind me. But yes, you need, if you don't have 3 months reserve.
Did you just call me an idiot?
I don't know. Do you have 3 months? No.
Okay.
But, you know, if you need this, you need to, if you have a credit card and you have a balance that you carry every month and you don't have 3 months reserve, you're doing it wrong. And you need to call me and I'm going to give you a book. I will mail you the book. You need to call me and I will mail you this book and I will send it to you and you can have it at your house and you can read it and then we will discuss it because you can do so much better for yourself if you just put the discipline in. It's very simple.
Hey, Ron, I'm going home with a free book today.
Oh, you got to call me.
Oh, I do?
I don't have it here.
Oh, I have to call you.
Yes, yes.
How's that work?
Yeah, just, yeah.
What's your number?
Yeah, it's 855-299-HOME. Good segue. I like that.
That?
I did. That was pretty good. Yeah, but yes, so, because I want you to be, you know, you miss this one. If you're not ready, you miss this one, guys. Yeah. We've been talking about it for months and months and months, and you miss this one.
Call so, you, get ready.
Yes.
If you want to,
there's going to be another one in 7 years.
If you want to save some money and you have a home right now that you need to refinance or thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Get started now.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get you set up for the next one. Maybe we do a cash out. We pay off all your debt and put all your debt onto your house. So you know what I'm saying? There's lots of options to get you moving in the right direction.
And if you want a book, give them a call.
Absolutely. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. And if you have any questions, make sure you give me a call at 855-299-HOME or reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. And definitely stop by the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. and give us a like or comment, and we'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You are listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we finance the American dream by turning houses into homes.
Hey, I want to give Colton a shout-out right now. He is working because of the $4 trillion. dollars worth of mortgages coming in, so he was kind of needed.
That's right,
this weekend. So shout out to him. He usually does sports, but we miss you, bud.
That's right. But you know, and this is a good section. There's a lot going on in the sports, considering there hasn't been any sports for what, 3 weeks now?
Oh man,
a month?
I don't know. There's some crazy stuff for people watching marbles racing each other. You know,
apparently I'm married and have kids.
What?
Now that there's no sports,
what?
I didn't know this. There's
right?
like people. I live with people.
What?
I just thought they were things to go in front of the TV.
How many kids do you have?
A lot. Yeah, I didn't know this, but you know, it's actually been an exciting little deal of sports.
Well,
wait is over.
Well, the big one was that old Rudy Gobert from Utah Jazz, like, oh, coronavirus, you know, Shimona virus.
Poor guy.
Bless his heart, but he got it handed to him because as he was leaving, he started touching all the microphones and the desk and stuff, making a big joke of it. And he was the first reported case of coronavirus.
Yeah, he was. And he has completely 100% healed and is back out there.
Yeah, he's good.
And can donate plasma.
Yeah, well, antibodies.
Antibodies. Yeah. So, you know, he's done that.
But nonetheless, kind of a comical, like,
I know.
That's something I would do. Yeah. Oh, my.
Well, yeah. And closer to home, you know, lifetime Longhorn, Kevin Durant.
Durant.
Has said that he has tested positive for the coronavirus as well.
So.
As in, I guess he's already past it.
Right.
But, and everything's good. So, yeah, it's out there.
So
it's in our sports.
But that's why they've canceled all the sports.
And as much as.
College.
It hurts my heart.
The Sweet 16.
It hurts my heart.
The Masters.
Yes.
I mean.
The Masters was a good one.
That's, you know, I mean, you know, they here in town, obviously, they closed down the Dell match play. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money going down the drain a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and it is very sad. There's lots of other things too. Like, you know, honestly, you know, this saved Shaka Smart's season or saved his job for at least 1 year.
You're saying because you don't know what the outcome is?
You don't know what the outcome of his season was.
But he was doing good,
right? But if he'd have gone in and got blown out by Tech at the Big 12 tournament, he may not have made it into this tournament. And boom, out.
Who was the basketball team that hadn't been there in a while? Was it the Southwest?
Somebody else made it.
Right.
Yes, I can't remember that one. Yeah,
wow, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, you know, so that's.
But it is what it is.
Yes,
right? Got to be safe.
Yeah, and you know, and then we have the wait is over. If you know, for all of you know, Brady lovers out there,
I'm
you know,
so frustrated. And
the
I knew
he's over
as soon as he came out and said that he would go to a team that would pay him X and also give him autonomy as far as calling plays.
Mm-hmm.
And some control of the roster, I knew that he was out for the Cowboys.
Yep.
I knew he was out for the Cowboys. Jerry Jones will not tolerate that.
And so here's the other question, in my opinion. If you're going to go to a team and they're going to pay you X, what was it, $25
million? $30 million.
Yeah, $30 million. And if you're going to pay you $30
million, per
are
year.
You going to go to a state that says, okay, that's your money? Or are you going to go to a state that's going to charge you a 25% income tax?
Well, the thing is.
So that knocked California out.
Well, actually, I was reading a little bit more. California was knocked out also because His beautiful wife and kids are not going to be moving with him to wherever he goes.
Oh.
So he wanted to stay on that side of the
really?
Coast.
Are you going to stay in Boston?
What's that about? I guess they've been there for so long, right? You got friends, family, right? You know?
Maybe they just didn't want to go to California.
So that's where he kind of, because he had several teams offer him what he asked for, and he took
the
Bucks.
He took the Bucks, and that's exciting for the Bucks because honestly, you know, they were an average team, but they were the biggest turnover machine.
But they're a long ball
quarterback.
But they're a long ball.
Yeah,
and they got some good. You know,
He's got the cast of wide receivers now that he's never had in his career.
So you know, I think he wanted the roster because he's rooting for Antonio Brown.
Yeah,
and that's what he wants. And so I think that he made that ahead of time, and he said, "Well, you told me." So
frozen foot.
Yeah, I forgot about that. The cryo chamber. Yeah, but he has some other big things that are following him. Some cases that are coming. But that's one guy that Tom Brady wanted. So we'll see if they get him.
You know, and this to me is him moving down. It's kind of like when LeBron James moved back to Cleveland, right?
Right.
Because you know. LeBron James in Miami, you know, won a couple championships, all this sort of stuff, but he had a big supporting cast. And so when he went back to Cleveland and won it, I'm like, that, in my opinion, because you don't tell Colton.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably not listening, so it's okay. That, in my mind, allowed him to be is one of the greatest basketball players ever.
Right.
You know,
it is because of him.
Yes, right. He pulled into that Michael Jordan conversation. Until that moment, until he, you know, he won with that, he wasn't in that Michael Jordan conversation with me.
I'm calling it Bucks are in the playoffs at least.
Right. So now all of a sudden,
because of Tom Brady.
Now Tom Brady gets to go here, and if he takes them into the, you know, the AFC Championship against probably Kansas City.
Right.
Wow. Then there's no doubt.
No doubt that he's the GOAT.
It's not.
He's
it wasn't, you know, the Belichick Brady. It was Brady. So now all of a sudden we're going to see who it is because, right. You know, like the Spurs, Tim Duncan leaves and the Spurs are no good. They fell apart. So was it Popovich? Was it Tim Duncan?
But at the same
was
time,
it the combination?
Tom Brady's getting paid too, so I don't know if he cares. That's $60 million dollars in 2 years.
Yeah, you know,
that's a lot of money.
Does he need, you know, $60 million in 2 years? You know,
that's a good goodbye right there. I'll take it. Does he need it?
Yeah. And let's think about it. So that's like $3 million a year less than Dak Prescott.
What? No, that's $3 million less than me. What are you talking about?
Dak Prescott.
I can't believe that.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And Ezekiel Elliott.
Don't even get me started on that one.
Are going to be the highest paid, lowest producing.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, you know.
But the thing is, you know what? The Bucks are going to make their money back. They're already saying that their jerseys are going to fly off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
They'll make their money back on him just for that alone. They're saying that their attendance is going to go up at least 50 to 65%.
Oh, yeah. And just think about this, too. Let's
He's
stop
a moneymaker.
You know, Tom Brady has won 6 Super Bowls. He was in 9, right?
That's insane.
Right?
I mean,
Noah,
love him, hate him, doesn't matter what you want to say, the guy is the GOAT.
Had New England ever been to the playoffs before or to the Super Bowl before him? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I mean, I have to check that out.
I used to be kind of anti-Brady just because I'm sick of watching him win.
Yeah.
But you can't help but like the guy. He's actually a cool guy, too. And you know, so I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, I am, too. You know, but you know, that brings us to home. I mean, let's think about what's going on with the Cowboys and the Texans. The Texans literally they gave away their best player for a pack of bubblegum.
It's crazy.
Yeah, a pack of bubblegum. And, you know, I don't know why.
It was I still am trying. You know what? They did it for trade, so there might be some underhanded trades of what they're trying to get quarterback-wise possible.
They gave up one of the best wide receivers in the country for a second-round pick. This is what I think they got, but they also had to give up a fourth round. And they had to take a broken running back with a high salary cap hit.
Something we don't know.
That was
there's some back dealings that I don't know. I'd hope that there's something we don't know. How about that?
Yeah,
because right now I mean they don't pay me the big bucks, but I would have made that decision.
No, you know, and so they've made some pretty bad decisions. You know, the Cowboys through the draft lately have made good decisions through the draft. They haven't overreached. They haven't done a lot of things. They gave up a first round, but they got Amari Cooper for it. So I mean, that's a first round. You know, they've done a good job.
Good. Yeah.
But when it comes to their people, they overpaid for Zeke Elliott.
Big time.
And the market or the industry has proven that a running back is just a running back.
Yeah, a good running back does open up your throwing.
But you
game.
Can get a good running back in the third round every other year.
If you have a good line, it is. If you have a decent running back, you're good.
Right.
So it's offensive line is probably one of the most important, I think, overlooked positions.
Yeah. So, but they have literally tied up $66 million of their salary cap in three people.
Ridiculous.
In three people, and they lost their corner. So you know, basically, they're gonna have to outscore everybody. I mean, they become the Red Raiders of the NFL.
It's
because they can't keep a defense with that now.
Well, I mean, you know, again, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. I think it's a big fail.
Yeah, you know, and it feels that feeling that Jerry Jones got back into the player personnel thing where he's been out for a while. I mean, they let some aging people go that normally they would have retained.
Witten's gone.
And they would have retained these people, and they started to let them go and bring in new life, and they started doing really well. But Jerry got a Jerry.
I thought Witten was coming. Speaking of Witten, I thought he was coming back just for a season to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's playing for the Raiders.
Yeah. You know, he's just not done yet.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, it's hard.
If I could play and make more money, I would.
It's hard to pass up that opportunity.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you know, I used to feel very sorry for Brett Favre because, you know, he was 3 years too late. And but it's just hard to give up. I mean, what made them great makes them horrible.
Oh, towards the end?
Towards the end.
Like Michael Jordan?
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's just this competitive thing. They're like, I can do this. I can do this. And, you know, at some point, you can't.
Yeah.
You know, the body gives out.
Right.
And it's just.
The mind can do it, but the body just won't follow.
Yeah. And if you haven't achieved the goals you've set and you're that type of, you know, you're a high end, you're a top one percenter, and you haven't achieved your goals that you've been driving for, it's very hard to let go.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes they'll hold on past when they should. Uh-huh. Because they haven't achieved their goals, and they'll drive. You know, like Mac Brown, prime example here in Austin. You know, he just, you know, the last couple of years, he just lingered on, and he didn't want to go because he knew he was there, and the, you know, the fan base had lost faith in him. So
you're going to quit sand volleyball?
No. I'm father time. Me and him got into it a couple of weeks ago, and I just pushed him back. He's gone.
Sounds a lot like Brett Favre.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But the difference is Brett Favre got paid millions of dollars to fight father time.
That's right.
You know,
yours is just pride.
It's a beer tab at the end of the season.
And you don't even drink.
That's right. I pass. Usually the team that places second, I give them all my drinks.
That's awesome.
You know, I hope you all have enjoyed our show today. We do miss Colton, but he has to work. Some of us got to. And, you know, we've had a good time talking to you about what's going on in the country. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can also give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And definitely reach out to someone to discuss the opportunities of refinance, because this opportunity may not come back for several years. And we will see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.